let's turn to a story that begins with a poet. His name is Miller Williams, and in January of 1997, he stood on the steps of the U.S. Capitol at Bill Clinton's second inauguration, and he read a poem he'd written about our country.
We have memorized America, how it was born, and who we have been, and where. In ceremonies and silence, we say the words, telling the stories, singing the old songs. We like the places they take us. Mostly we do.
I know this road like the back of my hand.
William's daughter has taken us places and told stories. This is her, the American singer Lucinda Williams. The place she takes us on her new album is the South, where as a girl, she traveled around with her poet father.
We were very close. And the literary world and music world was part of my psyche at a very young age.
She and her dad grew especially close in part because of her mom's illness.
She was diagnosed with manic depression and paranoid schizophrenic tendencies. And of course, back then, they didn't have the medication that we have now. So I was very lucky. I'd bonded with my dad, so I had him. He was my rock.
He was known for plain-spoken poetry, and he was proud of his Southern roots.
I remember, you know, him kind of not really being accepted by the New York poetry world or what have you, you know. It wasn't cool to be from the South back then, like it is now, you know. Just kind of making fun of that stereotype. Hollywood still does it. Every time there's a sort of a ignorant, backwoods sheriff, they have a Southern accent.
Well, you better get your ass over here right now, boy.
I grew up, you know, being very aware of my Southern roots.
Go away, bitter memory. I feel finally you stay away from me.
Lucinda's dad encouraged her to write music, often editing her lyrics. And her music can be dark, feisty, and full of heartbreak. She sings from personal experience.
I was involved with a few guys who were quite a bit younger than I was. Like I would be 40 or 41, they would be 21 or something. Oh my God, isn't that shocking?
I'm not shocked. There's no
shock
here.
They didn't know how old I was. You know, they wouldn't know until later.
Let me show you to the door, bedroom.
Fade away.
Lucinda Williams searched for love for a long time, and she has found it. She's happily married to her manager, Tom Overby. She's 63 years old and churning out songs that critics say are up there with some of her best. She told me she has seen other musicians lose their inspiration after finding happiness. How do you not let yourself become comfortable in the way you're talking about?
Because I'm never comfortable. You know, I have my moments of being comfortable, but I'm driven and I have pain. I have sadness a lot. And of course, the older you get, the more loss you experience. The more loss and pain you experience, the more you need your art.
Well, speaking about sadness and loss, I know you lost your dad just about a year ago, and
yeah.
I'm really sorry about that.
Thank you.
His final months, he was suffering from Alzheimer's, and there's a song on this album that I feel like really captures that disease in a way.
Mm-hmm. Called If My Love Could Kill.
If my love could kill.
I was so angry, so I personified the disease in this song.
Slayer of wonder, slayer of words, murderer of poets.
As Lucinda Williams searched for a way to say goodbye to her dad, she began turning his poems into music. In Arkansas, not long before his death, they gathered friends together and her dad did a reading.
Tom had the good sense to videotape it. I had my dad read his poem, Compassion.
Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it.
And then I sang that.
Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems conceit is always a sign, always a sign.
We were always sitting on the sun porch and having some wine at the end of the day. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but he said, I can't write poetry anymore. And I couldn't believe what I'd heard, and he said, very matter-of-factly, I can't write poetry anymore. And I just started sobbing and sobbing. It was as if he'd said, I can't see anymore. It just shattered me, you know, because it was all wrapped up in... Sorry.
No, take your time.
It was just so much of who he was. That's why it's such a horrible disease, because it kills people slowly like that. You know, it just takes pieces of them and kills them off bit by bit by bit. And it seems to attack the most brilliant, creative minds.
Sadness so deep, the sun seems black.
Well, Lucinda Williams, it's an honor talking to you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Lucinda Williams, her new album is called The Ghosts of Highway 20.